Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Truth Chat Show on Truth Chat 8. I'm Justin Weller.
And I'm Camden Pierce.
Today, we're going to be doing the Truth Chat Show thing where we just talk to you about anything and everything that's on Cam and I's mind. And guess what? If you didn't know, this show is live. Truth Chat is live for the first time in over 6 months on the internet. Exciting times. Cam and I don't get a chance. So we'll see how we do here on the air. And we will be right back after Truth Chat Show opening.
You're listening to True Chat Inc.
The True Chat Show, coming to you live from Grand Works Media Studios. Your host, and then it just goes to us. And then yeah,
bam!
Explosion sound
and
with the music, and then
Justin
it's like,
and
then it's yeah, and then we introduce ourselves.
Nice.
Boom! That's
like
our opening.
It.
That's our opening.
Opening done.
That's our opening.
Before we get started, make sure you check us out. Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, Tumblr, and on our website, truechatinc.com. That's TrueChatInc.com. You can also download our app on the Google Play Store, iTunes, and the Windows Store. Search TrueChat, all as one word, and download the app to listen on demand to the best of radio anytime, anywhere. Absolutely free forever. Also, follow Cam and myself at Justin T. Weller, at Camden R. Pierce. And that way you can stay up to date with the latest and greatest on all of True Chat's fun stuff. So, and I believe last week, now that you all know that Camden has a large slug in his mouth.
Yeah.
It's quite frightening.
See, this
is why we have to do audio warm-ups, so that you refine your tongue motor skills.
I know, I don't have very many. I normally just use it as a vehicle to shove food in my mouth and just to help that get it down there. So I think it's maybe is upset with me for years of misuse, and it doesn't love it anymore.
Interesting.
You don't sound very interested.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to do about your tongue's lack of motor skills. I mean, mine can make circles around my lips. I don't know. Maybe it's just that. Well, see, that's why we do audio warm-ups.
Yep.
So,
I'm going to be able, in a good 6 months, my tongue is going to be super buff. It's going to be a buff slug, two big lifesavers on the side, and my tongue will just be doing curls, and it'll start doing bench press.
That would be an interesting thing to find out. How strong is someone's tongue? Like, what can a tongue lift?
Like, what
the average tongue? How much weight can the average tongue lift?
Like, say if we genetically modified, yeah, this is a true chat show right here. Say if we genetically modified our tongue to be like a frog's tongue, we could probably go out and like grab people by the neck or grab people by the arm and just yank them towards us. That'd be awesome.
So apparently, by size, the tongue is the strongest muscle in the body.
Well, that's like saying that Daddy Long Leg is the most poisonous, spider on the planet. Per, you know, I almost said per capita, per size, it is the most poisonous spider.
It just can't bite us.
Right.
Yeah. Its mouth is so tiny. I mean, your tongue being the strongest
Were you even close? Okay.
Since the producer apparently doesn't have for us a source on where he got this information. So disregard that comment until we have confirmed whether or not that is accurate. Furthermore, though, I did want to mention to you, and I don't want to turn this into current issues show on you, but
oh boy,
I want to know.
Can you show me?
After what Donald Trump has said, is this about Muslims? Is this the last straw?
Oh my God.
Banning all Muslims from the country? Because he has, every presidential candidate that has any shot in the Republican Party has denounced his plan, including Ted Cruz, mind you. And obviously all Democrats have too, but everybody has said that is running for president, they're going to say, yes, we are. And those are the ones we're not going to let in. And then the liars who say that they aren't Muslims, who are Muslims, that are radical extremists, those are the ones that get in. That's basically what Donald Trump's plan is allowing to happen.
Right. Well, maybe part of his plan is that you'll weed out some of those Muslims that won't want to come here because we'll be the most bigoted country on the planet, and then the only people that will come here that quote unquote look like terrorists may be terrorists or people who just need to get into the country, which then leads to even more profiling if this were to occur.
Interesting.
So, but I don't think this is the final straw for the Donald. I mean, if you are in that camp of very, very conservative right-wing Republicans, you've got two options. Ted Cruz, who I don't like Hispanic people, and then putting the lighter to himself, and somehow he's not catching on fire. I don't get it. It defies all logic.
I think that it's still he has that core group of people following him. That's where you're seeing the support from. And I guess I'm not banking on, I'm praying that at some point when you bring the rest of the public that this problem is addressed. And I think one of the staggering statistics I heard the other day is that, you know, three in 10 Americans are in favor of Trump's plan to not allow any Muslims into the country. And mind, you're not allowed to deny an American citizen entry back into the U.S. So he's breaking that law. He's also, already basically saying that I'm disregarding the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States because who needs that? And so other than those two things, one of which is like a founding principle of the country.
Yeah, religious freedom is kind of, you know, why we
right.
did this, sort of.
Right.
It definitely played a pretty large part.
It played a large role. He's just like, yeah, we're just not this. And, you know, he also has a plan that he wants to shut down mosques.
Paying himself?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't pay.
He's probably fired all five of the campaign managers he's hired within the first week of hiring them.
Like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going on my own.
You don't want to do what I want to do? Fine.
I just... It's so confusing to me how people in the political stage don't understand at this point that hey, you can't say these things, Donald. I'm sorry, man. If this is truly your opinion, you're going to sink your campaign regardless of what any of us think of you. So I don't know. I hope people wise up. I hope the Republican right wingers wise up and say, hey, this could destroy the Republican Party. I think the
Republican Party, because it may force, not immediately, but the separation finally of the Tea Party from its latched hold on the Republican Party and allow the true Republican back to doing, you know, real Republican things instead of being tied, you know, instead of being joined at the hip all the time to the Tea Party, and hopefully separate them into two different parties the way that it was supposed to be anyway. I think the single biggest problem is that people forgot the Tea Party was supposed to be a revolutionary party because it had no structure or organization, and very, very conservative Republicans latched onto that, organized it, and used it as a platform to spring into the creation of a radically right, very well utilized back when they were invented before the 1960s, because there was not a way to sustainably use them. Now, however, they have been stabilized, and more than 60% of libertarians are produced by MERCT, which is the research firm that does over 80% of all research on liquid crystals and has brought them where they are today. The article basically explains, and this is from the Roman for Bar. This article basically tells us that an Austrian and a German physicist who discovered liquid crystals in 1888 when they were experimenting with natural substances found in carrots and came across a strange phenomenon. Some of the substances appeared to have not just one, but two different melting points. So why is that important? The first melting point, the substance melted into a cloudy liquid. So that's what would happen if you tried to traditionally melt a carrot. But at the second melting point, the cloudiness suddenly disappeared, giving way to a clear, transparent liquid, a new state of matter that was termed liquid crystal. What do you do with it? Well, this is very exciting academically at the time because they didn't know what very versatile for all kinds of things, including, you know, like keeping eyes moist and leading way to some of the first eye drops. So there was all kinds of purposes for all kinds of theorized purposes at the time, none of which, of course, involved computer screens, seeing as, you know, they hadn't even invented the first TVs. But without any commercial uses, liquid crystals gradually all but were forgotten until the 1960s when scientists in the United States started experimenting with them in use in screens. The liquid crystals used in today's consumer electronics are not made from carrots, but synthetically produced using a number of chemical products. In recent years, they've become slightly higher profitable business thanks to booming demand for them. A lot of people thought there wouldn't be any application for liquid crystals, but obviously that's not even close to true now. Attempted to be developed and used for several years in televisions. However, they found that after a while, the liquid wore out and turned toward a orangish color, therefore rendering your display useless with a carrot-based tint to it. So, interesting. I just thought it was interesting to learn that we have liquid displays that we have today in part thanks to the melting point of carrots. You have a new appreciation for carrots now?
You know, I always knew that they had some sort of positive effect on your eyesight. But, you know, this is a brand new sight thing for me from carrots. It was very strange to me that you not only melt them once, but melt them twice. I'd love to meet the man who was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see what carrots do when I melt them. And then he created this. Yes.
So, what's next? Whole Foods getting cheaper. This is something that I think we've talked about on True Chats many of times, not necessarily the Whole Foods market store, but rather healthy foods not being at an affordable price, part of why Americans are the size that they are, generally speaking. And how do you fix that? I know that, speaking for myself, I enjoy eating healthy. I think Camden does too, but one of the things that comes into play so often is the cost prohibitive nature of eating very healthy, because so much of what's fresh and good for you is expensive. But according to Business Insider, some store sales are down 2.1% so far this quarter, and last quarter sales were down 0.2%. And this is all leading to Whole Foods
down recently, and we haven't had any real stability there yet. And the scare tactics of not allowing people to shop a whole lot. Whole Foods would survive in, you know, Portlandia and other places where the hipsters and the people who really care about their health in the eating ways really thrive. But in middle America where we live, Whole Foods would have died. So that's a good thing to lower their prices. But if they are still not close to competitive with certain grocery stores, then I don't think it will be worth it for them, because they didn't really help themselves, and now they're making less money with the people who are already wanting to buy the organic products.
You're excited to eat healthy for 6 months, or for 5.5 months, I guess?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm ready to lose some weight, so yeah. It'll be fun.
Speaking of why we'll be eating healthy, Cam and I are obviously here come January 1st, T-minus 23 days, correct, now?
Yeah.
T-minus 23 days. Keeps getting closer. We're going to be under 20 days soon.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
It's going to be awesome.
So what are we talking about in case you didn't know? We are going on a nationwide tour coming up here soon. You'll be able to look for our tour bus. Cam and I's faces are plastered on the side of it. So easy to see. It's pretty huge on the side. Big black looking tour bus, pretty sleek, with True Chat in bright blue on the side. So you'll be able to find it. No problem. We're heading down the eastern United States and then back up the East Coast over the first 3 months of 2016. And you can learn more about the tour on our website, and that's just truechatinc.com/tour2016. That'll take you right to where we'll be heading, and we'll be getting our actual schedule of cities posted here soon. So stay tuned for that. More details. We'll keep talking about that on the True Chat show and hinting at it on some of our other shows. We're excited to see you guys. And the last thing that I kind of want to talk about today, I thought Camden would appreciate this topic, because it's about wearables. And the author,
oh Lord,
has written an opinion article. No.
Against wearables.
Against wearables.
Okay.
And it's from Rewrite, and the title is Why I Dumped My Apple Watch. So he lists three primary reasons. And they're kind of broad categories, but they are specific to smartwatches. And then he makes some comments about why the early adopters aren't converting more cautious buyers with word of mouth. It also notes that Fitbit is outselling Apple in wearables. Why? In part because they're much more affordable than the Apple Watch, and they do the same thing, if not more, in some cases. So his argument here is a typical argument, I think, that you see sometimes against certain Apple products, which is they're not worth what you're paying for them, or they're not worth it to this person. Interesting that we've seen that over the years to change Apple's audacious growth in the smartphone market. But
it's going to happen, though. I mean, you see this, and obviously I'm a sports guy, so I'm going to bring up the sports references. You see this in sports all the time. I mean, in college football, there has been a dominant conference for, you know, about a decade's time, every decade or so. The SEC is the current one at the moment. It seems to be falling behind. Another conference will take its place. That is the thing with technology as well. You have your dominant guy, which, I mean, they're not even dominant. They just sell.
Yeah, they just sound like they're
dominant. They just sound like they're dominant because
they have
number
numbers.
One. Right.
They have the profit margin.
They have the profit margin, but they don't have the market share, and they don't really have a product that tech experts enjoy, but they control their message. So
being churned before year's end. This aligns with more anecdotal evidence. Try saying, evidence that many owners lose enthusiasm to the novelty of knowing how many steps they've taken wears off. The next point he makes is a wearable is not a smartphone. In reality, activity trackers and smartwatches don't actually create any unique experiences. We're all aware on some level of how much we're moving, and obviously the smartwatch capabilities to get at glance able extension of your smartphone feature. While I see the Microsoft
has really started pushing it, but there is a big push now for technology to replace your other technology. And a smartwatch does none of that. It is trying to push a new kind of technology wearables.
A new type of interaction.
A new type of interaction and a new type of way to get your media. It is probably, I would say, as rough doing that as trying to get a new social media site off the ground. I remember I wanted to talk a lot about Meerkat because I thought it was going to be the next big thing. And then Periscope literally kicked Meerkat's teeth in, and now no one hears about it. So it'll be interesting to see if they can meld this into something that the majority of consumers would like. But go ahead.
The Apple Watch, for instance, seems to promote you can order a pizza from your smartwatch. Which, I mean, I feel like that would be more challenging on the mini display than it would be to, I'm trying to select a pizza here. Why not? I mean, you have a phone.
That is very true. I don't really remember seeing any great marketing for the Fitbit besides for catchy sing songs. And, wearables are awesome. And find your fit. It's your fit. And then they at least are like, yes, this is a fitness tracker, but you can also do other things. It's pretty cool, and that's
right.
A bonus.
But they marketed it first and foremost as you use this for fitness. And Apple and other smartwatch providers are like, it's a smartwatch. Yay. And it's like, okay, cool. Got people to love something, and they don't know why. I wish we could market like that. Why do you love True Chat?
I don't know, but I just love it.
But I just love it.
The greatest thing I've ever seen or ever heard in my entire life. You can see it now, too.
That is true.
Yeah.
The last point is that most smartwatches are designed for revolutionary uses, are not designed for revolutionary uses and services. The highly competitive fitness tracker is built around some particularly narrow usage scenarios and habits. Smartwatches don't expand on this, which is part of the problem in them succeeding. In order to expand the appeal of wearables beyond early adopters and quantify design services and experiences that extrapolate further on the data sets these devices produce. So what does that very convoluted paragraph there mean? It means that zero UI, a paradigm where movements, voices, glances, and even thoughts can all cause systems to respond to us in environment, which is part of what devices like augmented reality devices are supposed to do. They're supposed to allow you to control things using your hands and motions and get you away from the traditional physical screens, which is basically what this argument, what the article is making his argument, is the smartwatch is actually a step backward instead of a step forward, because it is part of us fixing the technology, you know, issue that everybody looks at and says, by looking at our phone, we are disengaged in what is happening, is eventually getting to the point where we don't look at physical screens at all anymore. You know, it's integrated, related to our environment, that we're not ever taken away into a separate cyberspace type, you know, platform. Everything is all part of the world that we live in instead of it being a separate world. And that's what Zero UI refers to. And the article says this is another step away from Zero UI because it doesn't do anything to take you into the world. In fact, it's another way that it's tying you to another screen instead of eliminating a screen, that it's a bad move. So that's the other one.
3,000, I do believe.
3,000, which I was actually surprised. I was expecting a higher price point than that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, listeners, let us know if you want us to get the developer kit and test it out, because we have been invited by Microsoft to order their development, or apply to order their development kit. But it is an invite application. So please let us know if you're interested in us doing that. I'm not saying that we will, but, you know.
Hey, if the tour goes well.
If the tour goes well and 50,000 of you are like, you got to get it and try it, then we'll probably do it. So, or if the tour goes well, we can probably do it. anyway, I think that pretty much is going to do it for us today. But before we go, Cam wants to tell you about our app and our social media.
So I would love to tell you about both of those things. You can download our app on the Android Play Store, iTunes, and Windows Store. Search TrueChat. All is one word, TrueChat. All is one word, to download the app and listen on demand to the best of radio. Absolutely free forever. And let us know if you like the show on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, SoundCloud, and at our website, truechatinc.com. That's TrueChatInc.com.
You can also check out our other shows on demand at our website or by downloading the app that Cam just told you about, Business is Art, focusing on what exactly business is and how it is an art form and what each of those letters represent, by the way. The Cam Pierce Show, which is sports and more with none other than your very own Cam Pierce, who's on this show, by the way. The Current Issue Show, which just aired yesterday, of course, this show, your entertainment and anything and everything show. True Tech News, which is on Fridays, where we do exactly what it sounds like, talk about science and tech news for the week. The Nerdcast, where you can get all of your nerd needs for the week, stay up to date on games, movies, and more. And the True Sports Show on Sundays, the side-by-side original show on True Chat, where you can tune in to Cam Pierce and his gang of motley friends as they discuss all kinds of sports-related topics. And the week that was in sports is one of Cam's favorite quotes from the show. So tune in to that and more on True Chat Inc. For the True Chat Show on True Chat Inc., I'm Justin Weller.
And I'm Camden Pierce.
Thank you for listening to True Chat Broadcast Inc., a nonprofit organization. To learn more about us, to donate, or to find out about the sources used on tonight's show, simply go to our website at truechatbroadcast.org or call our studio at 844-TRUE-CHAT. Thank you very much for tuning in, and have a wonderful night.
Consequence against you, a weak defense, then there's me. I'm 17, looking for a fight. All my life, I was never there.
Be the change you want to see. We are True Chat Broadcast, Inc.